You're listening to Here and Now on AM 580. Joining me in the studio is Illinois Public Media's Lisa Braltz and Jeff Bossert to talk about tonight's community cinema. Now, the next movie in the series, the one happening tonight, is The Trials of Muhammad Ali. It is showing at 7 o'clock at the Spurlock Museum, 600 South Gregory Street in Urbana, and that's on the U of I campus. Lisa, Jeff, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Lisa, you are now in charge of this project. Our good friend Henry Radcliffe, he retired.
That's right.
And you guys have taken over. So for those people who are new to this, what is the goal of community cinema and what's it all about?
So community cinema is a program that is done by ITVS, which is outside Illinois Public Media. It's a national organization that brings independent films to local public media stations. So we have an opportunity to show The Trials of Muhammad Ali locally, for example, before it airs on PBS on April 14th. And so community cinema is a series this year of six films. Our event last month was canceled because of weather, and so we've got our fingers crossed for tonight that everything will go off really well. And so the idea of community cinema really is to bring people into that group viewing environment. It's great that we broadcast those documentaries on PBS, but I think it's even better to bring people into that group environment so they can watch together. And then we convene a panel at the end of each film where there's a Q&A session, and the panelists also talk amongst themselves. And one of the new things that we brought in once I took over the project was to work with the WILL newsroom to bring in a reporter to facilitate the discussion each time. So Jeff Bossert is going to be there tonight facilitating that conversation. So I'm very excited to sort of work with another department here at the station.
So Jeff, you've seen the film.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it and what is the film about?
Well, I don't remember a whole lot about this because I knew Muhammad Ali when I was a kid at the tail end of his career. It's a really interesting aspect to his life that I'm just now learning about. The fact that how he at first adopted the name Muhammad Ali shortly after the Sonny Liston fight. He's the heavyweight championship in 1964, and then he follows the Nation of Islam. And it's interesting about his evolving religion. And then he becomes a conscientious objector when the draft takes place for Vietnam. And he's actually convicted of a charge and appeals this ruling. And there's a whole lot of Ali, the person in this film. It's not really a sports documentary. Of course, there's boxing in it, but what you learn is a whole lot more about Muhammad Ali and who he was and why he followed this religion.
And it lays the groundwork to why he's so admired today.
Absolutely. I mean, and we have panelists here who will help us take on different aspects of this man and why he was so loved. A very different kind of person early in his career, very, very loudmouth, and some people may even say arrogant about how I'm just going to be this fantastic boxer, and I'm going to take on Sonny Liston and knock him out. And we can run through some of those panelists now.
Yeah, let's hear who's
going to be there. We have a really nice array of people coming from around the campus. We have history professor Adrian Burgos, who's written a lot about sports and perception of race and sport. He's written about Latinos in baseball. Now he's going to look at the perception of African-American boxers in American history. We have Rory James, the director of the African-American Cultural Center here on the U of I campus. Jonathan Ebel is a professor of religion here at the U of I, and he's going to talk about Ali's affiliation with the Nation of Islam. Lou Turner, another professor of African-American studies. And then we have Steve Beckett. He's going to talk about the legal case because this went to the Supreme Court, and ultimately Ali won. And there's a lot of interesting stuff going on here, and every person on this panel will help everybody who attending learn a little bit more about Muhammad Ali than just if you watch the film April 14th on PBS.
And it sounds like there's a lot of different topics. You know, like you said, there's sports, there's the legal aspect, there's religion, there's race. I mean, this is a— It's a big issue. It's a big, you know, it covers a lot of stuff.
And I think it's also interesting, we just happened to time it so that it's happening right around the same time as the 50th anniversary of the Liston Ali fight. And so so I think that will also be part of the conversation, too, just talking about what has happened in those 50 years. And when we were meeting with the panelists ahead of time, Jeff and I and some other staff were meeting with them. And it was, you know, one thing we all agreed on was a lot happened between 1964 and 1968.
Yes.
Those 4 years were just so culturally important and so huge, and the role of media became so important in Ali's career and just in general sort of broadcasting a lot of the change that was happening in this country. And so really, I think we could go on for hours during this panel discussion. The film is 90 minutes long. So we're hoping to have a really good, vigorous conversation for half hour, 45 minutes.
Wonderful. And that's happening tonight at the Spurlock Museum. That's 600 South Gregory Street in Urbana.
And I also want to note that the event is completely free and there is plenty of free parking around, too. So, bring a friend.
Okay.
Bring a friend and weigh into the conversation. We'll have mics down on the floor, and I believe, Lisa, you'll be there to help. I'll facilitate the conversation from the stage, and hopefully we'll get a lot of audience participation.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Jeff Bossert and Lisa Braltz, thanks for stopping by. And tonight, the Trials of Muhammad Ali, a free event at the Spurlock Museum, 600 South Gregory Street in Urbana. Free parking, as Lisa said, and hopefully we will see you there. You're listening to Here and Now right here on AM 580.